You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. Hey, this is Stephan from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and today I'm going to share with you 5 ways to come up with $1,000 fast, even if you're broke and even if you're starting with nothing. Now, before I dive into this, I want to ask you a question. If you had an extra $1,000 that just suddenly appeared into your life, what would you do with it? What would you do with an extra $1,000 in your life? And whatever the first thing that comes to your head, I'd love it if you'd actually leave a comment below and let me know what that is, because I'm actually very curious to see what everybody has to say if they had an extra $1,000. And at the end of this video, I'm gonna give you guys the right answer. I'm gonna give you guys what you should be doing with an extra $1,000 in your life so that you can create financial abundance, freedom, prosperity, and get out of the rat race of living paycheck to paycheck so that you can get on the fast track to living your dreams. Okay, so stick around to the end of the video and I'll give you guys that insight. Now, before I dive into this, I wanna share with you guys what I believe the most important thing that you'll get from this. It's not the $1,000, okay? It's not the $1,000, it's not the money, but it's who you become. Because in order for you to get an extra $1,000 into your life, it's going to require you and force you to become resourceful, okay? To become resourceful. Now, why is that important? It's important because resourceful people get the resources. They find the resources. They make it happen. And that's what resourcefulness means. It's your ability to find the way or make the way, because all people that are successful, all people that are creating money in their life, financial freedom, financial abundance, they all have this quality. They all have this quality of being incredibly resourceful. And what that means is that you tap into your creativity, your drive, your ambition, your capacity to serve and add value. Those are all the qualities that you're going to have to tap into that's already within yourself. It just might be dormant and not been alive for a long time, but it's within you. And when you learn to cultivate the inner resourcefulness within yourself, where you find the way, you make things happen, you figure things out to come up with extra money or whatever it might be, then that's what's gonna allow you not only just to make an extra $1,000, but $10,000, $20,000, $100,000, $1 million, and really as much as you want. And so that's the exciting thing about what I'm going to share with you guys in this video. It's not the money. The money's great, but
an extra $1,000 isn't really going to change your life. It might just sustain you for another month or two. But what will change your life is learning how to become more resourceful and creative and driven, and you tap into that that's already within you so that you can create the life that you really want, and you can get out of that rat race. The rat race is you're just living paycheck to paycheck and you're not really getting ahead. You're just kind of feeding that cycle. And so you've got to get out of the rat race so that you can actually create the prosperity and the freedom that you want. There's a great quote that I learned from Jim Rohn, the great motivational speaker. He said that make it a goal in your lifetime to make $1 million. Not for the money. He said the money is not important. You give the money away to charity. But for who you become in the process of making that $1 million. It's very powerful. Because it's not about what you get. All the materialistic things that you can acquire and get, you can lose that, it can go away. But nobody can take away who you become. Who you become is the most valuable thing, guys. Because in order to make $1 million, you have to become more. You have to become disciplined. You have to become confident. You have to become creative. You have to add value, contribute to the world or society in some way, shape, or form. You have to grow, right? You have to expand who you are. And somebody could give you money. You know, there's an old saying that goes that I could give you a fish and I could feed you for a day. And that's fine. But what's going to happen when tomorrow comes around? Or the next day, or next week, or next month? You're always going to have that level of dependency. Or I could teach you how to fish. And if I teach you how to fish, then I can feed you for a lifetime. And that's my overall goal and intent with creating this video for you guys, is I don't want to just have it so you make an extra $1,000. That'd be cool. That'd be nice. But I want to help you so that you can make a quantum leap in your life and become the kind of person that can create as much wealth, as much financial abundance as you really want. Sound good? Okay. If you're still watching, then you're in the right place. So with that being said, let me dive into five different ways you guys can come up with and make an extra $1,000 in your life. The first way is to get rid of stuff. Sell stuff that you don't need. I know you're sitting on a lot of stuff. I know you have stuff probably in the closet, you know, stuff that's in boxes, stuff in storage, or even just look around the stuff that's around you and sell some of it. You know, I can, you know, guarantee you have certain things that have value, but you're just not, you're not using it. You're not benefiting from it. You know, I recently, as many of you guys know, I moved from Vancouver, Canada to Panama. And in doing so, I sold almost everything that I own. Almost every materialistic thing. I sold my car. I had a sports car. I sold all my furniture. I had very expensive, you know, furniture. I was living in a penthouse. As many of you guys know, I sold a lot of my clothes. I gave away a lot of stuff, books and clothing, and donated a lot of different things. But I just got rid of a lot of stuff. And the reason for that is because I'm basically traveling the world for the next 2 years or so and just kind of living out of suitcases. And what this did is it forced me to simplify my life. It forced me to take on more of a minimalist lifestyle. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the concept of minimalism, but it's actually a very powerful way of living. I'm not sure if you ever heard the quote from the movie Fight Club that the stuff you own ends up owning you. And oftentimes we get attached, emotionally, spiritually attached to these certain items in our life. And a big concept and belief system from Buddhism, from Buddha, was to have non-attachment. Because all these materialistic things that you see around you and that you've acquired, it's not like you can take them with you into the next life or whatever it might be. You know, these things, they're just stuff. That's all they really are. And you can't be attached to it. You know, Prince Siddhartha Gautama, who is known as the Buddha, he was a prince. He grew up very wealthy, but he found that he wasn't fulfilled. He found that all the rich and successful people around him also weren't that fulfilled and happy either. And so he went on this quest where he actually decided to get rid of everything. He left his family and he decided that he was not going to have any material possessions And he just traveled around and he meditated and he went on the path of enlightenment. And so there's a lot of, you know, I'm not saying you have to go to that extreme, but there's a lot of power and benefit to understanding that you don't need a lot of stuff. And to learn how to become less attached to these items in our lives can actually be very freeing, very empowering. And it can allow you to, you know, earn some money at the same time so that you can utilize that in more important ways in your life so that you can create more abundance in your life. Now, for me, I'm kind of living that lifestyle for the next 2 years or so. And it's not that I'm going to live this way forever, because once I move to Los Angeles and whatnot, then things are going to change in my life. I'll probably buy a house, and, you know, obviously you need stuff to fill the house with. But it's a great, you know, opportunity to, you know, if you're broke right now, you don't have much money, take on the minimalist lifestyle. It will actually make you happier. There's a lot of emotional and health benefits to living the minimalist life. So look into minimalism, but be willing to sell stuff, guys. Man, I remember when I was broke and I was poor and I was living at home with my mom, I sold my computer. I sold my PlayStation. I sold my TV. All of those things, you know, computer now because I have a business online, but all those things for the most part were sucking up my time. You know, I call the TV the electronic income reducing machine, because every minute that you're spending watching TV, you're not making money, you're not creating wealth, you're not living your life, you're not moving forward in your life. You know, the same thing with video games. It's not that you can't play them once in a while, but, you know, man, I spent a lot of money, I remember, on video games and things like that that wasn't really getting me ahead in my life. And the moment that I realized, you know what, I can put this and my time and my money to better use, then that's something that really changed my life for the better. Okay, so how do you sell stuff? You can sell it on Craigslist. You can sell it on eBay. You can sell it on, you know, Facebook has a marketplace. There's many different ways now online. It makes it very easy for you to be able to sell things. Craigslist is pretty easy because you put it up, people come and take the items off your hands, and it's a lot easier than just selling things online, even though online you can maybe make some more money from it, okay? Another thing you could do, guys, to make some extra money if you want to take this further is flipping stuff, okay? Flipping stuff. So that's buying things and then reselling it and selling it at a higher price than what you bought it. So there's actually people that do this, guys, and they just do this. And they make a great income from it. They're doing this full time, and they're making more than enough to be able to support themselves. So basically, it might be that you go to thrift stores, maybe you buy certain things online, but before you buy it, you look at certain marketplaces, let's say Craigslist or eBay or whatever it might be, Amazon even, because you could resell used items on Amazon as well. You look to see what people are buying it for, you know, what's people are actually buying that product for on Amazon or eBay, whatever it is, and all the data is there. You can see on eBay what people are paying for certain items. So if you know, hey, you know what, this item is getting sold for this amount, let's say it's getting sold for $100, and then here you could find this item and buy it for $50, and now you can, you know, resell that on Amazon or eBay or Craigslist, and you get an extra $50 profit, right? So there's a process. You could just do that. And you can make a great income doing that on the side or even full time if you really commit yourself to it and actually turn that into a job and into a business. Okay, so again, these require you to be resourceful, creative, and figure things out, right? And that's, again, guys, a very important quality that you got to start building. It's like a muscle that you build, guys. You build that hustle, you build that resourcefulness, and that's what's going to allow you to create more money into your life and into your future. Okay. Now, the next thing I have for you guys, and I have a story for this one, is to put on a car wash or put on some sort of fundraiser. You know, guys, one thing I love is that, I don't know if you ever had parents like this, when I was a kid, I was pretty resourceful, you know, and I found ways to make money. You know, at a certain, you know, when you're a kid, you can't really work to make money because you have to be a certain age. But when I was a kid, I decided, you know what, I'm gonna put on a lemonade stand. Right? Or I'm going to do a bake sale, right? Or I'm going to do a car wash. And I think that's important for kids. I'm not sure if you ever had parents that empowered you to do those things, but I think there's a lot of valuable lessons in that. You know, I might only make a couple bucks having my lemonade stand, but that money would empower me to have earned something, created value, lemonade, and offering that and being able to earn money for the work that I put in. And then with that money and getting rewarded for my creativity and for my resourcefulness and my work and the value that I provide, I get rewarded with that money. I could then take that money and back when I was a kid, maybe it's to buy candy or hockey cards or whatever it might be. But those are things that oftentimes kids do. But you can still do that today as an adult. You can still tap into that resourcefulness. In fact, I think oftentimes we lose that resourcefulness as we get older. It's almost like our ego gets in the way and they're like, oh, I'm not going to put on a car wash or whatever. But listen, guys, beggars can't be choosers. If you're struggling in your life, you got to be willing to do whatever it takes. That's the only way you're going to change your life. That's the only way that you're going to get out of the situation that you're in right now in your life is doing whatever it takes. You can't be selective. You can't be picky. You've got to decide, you know what? I'm going to do whatever it takes. You do that, you tap into that resourcefulness. It's almost like if I were to give you the analogy that if there's a gun to your head and I said to you, you have 24 hours to come up with $1,000. If you don't, I'm going to shoot you or I'm going to shoot someone that you love most, your parents, your friends. You would find a way just like that because there's a consequence and that allows you to tap into that resourcefulness, which is something that we all need to tap into a lot more of to turn our dreams into a reality. Okay, so car wash, or it could be any similar event like this. Share with you guys a story. When I was around 23 years old, I was in a position in my life where I was broke, I was struggling, I was living on my friend's couch on his futon for about a year because I had to make a sacrifice. I couldn't afford to live on my own. I had to sell my car, which already was a beat up Honda Civic, like a 1989 Honda Civic that I sold for $1,500. Because I had to take the bus. Like, I was desperate, guys. I was in a really challenging place in my life. And I knew that the only way that I was going to get out of this position long term, okay, not just for a month or two, because, yeah, I could find a way to get out of that for a month or two or 3 months, but long term, like change my entire financial future and my destiny, was that I had to invest in myself. I had to learn more. I had to develop skills. I had to become more. And what happened was I had this opportunity to go to this seminar. It was a seminar that was actually in New York. I was living in Vancouver, Canada at the time. And the seminar was $500, but I had to pay for my airfare, my transportation. I was able to find a way to share hotel rooms with other participants at the seminar. But the problem was I didn't have the money to be able to go. And what a lot of people happens in their life is they let that stop them, okay? They think, well, I can't afford this, so therefore I can't do it. Whenever you say I can't afford something, you're destroying that resourcefulness within you. You're not allowing yourself to step up and tap into that resourcefulness and that creativity. So you never want to shut yourself down and just say, I can't afford it, okay? Instead, you want to ask yourself, how can I afford this? How can I find a way to come up with this money? Because at least that question leads to new opportunities, to new possibilities, new ideas and insights, and you're actually tapping into your creativity and your resourcefulness. So that's the question that I ask myself. How can I find the way? How can I come up with the money to go? And sure enough, I did. I decided I'm going to put on a car wash. So called up a gas station or a mechanic's a garage that was in a great location. I said, listen, I want to do a car wash on Saturday. It's going to be great for you because I can attract people that can come to your gas station, to your garage. So it's a win-win on both sides. And what I did is I got a few friends together. I made these big signs that said car wash fundraiser by donation. I stood up at the side of the street waving down cars, you know, trying to get their attention to come in. Sure enough, cars would come in and we'd wash their car. They'd ask, well, how much is it? I'd say, it's by donation. They'd say, well, what are you trying to raise money for? And I said, well, I want to go to this seminar so that I can improve myself. I want to change my life. I want to change my future so I can get back on track in my life. And sure enough, guess what happened, guys? People would give $10. Some people would give $20. Some people $50 and even $100. In one day, guys, I made $800. And I could have made $1,000 or more if I wanted to, but $800 just in a couple hours work on a weekend, right? And because of that, guys, because of that, of what I had to go through, man, when I went to that seminar, I got so much benefit from it. I got so much value. It was this men's weekend seminar for men to be in your masculine power, to be a warrior, someone that takes action in their life, someone who's accountable, someone that has integrity. And so I got tremendous value by going to that event because of what I had to go through to come up with that money. But I left, guys, with so much more benefit, not even just from the event, but from the experience of what that taught me, that I could find a way to come up with money if I really want to, if I'm really committed. That's what I got from it. That I'm never again held back by saying to myself, I can't afford something. That's bullshit. It's so not true. You can afford it. You can find the way. You can come up with the money. You just have to be willing to, right? So that's what it taught me. And honestly, guys, that is such a tremendously valuable experience that we should be empowering our kids to learn this when they're young, right? You should be, you know, if you're a parent right now, empower your kids to teach them these lessons early in their life so that they can learn that they can come up with money and make money whenever they want, whenever they choose. And if you had got those lessons younger in your life, wouldn't that have empowered you today so that you can be in a better position in your life as well? Of course. So I'm a big fan of experiences like that because not only do you make money from it, but it shifts your psychology. Your entire mindset changes when you actually do that. So the third thing that I've got for you guys is to rent your place on Airbnb. Okay, rent out your place on Airbnb. Guys, we're so blessed to have platforms like this available that have allowed people to be able to make money in all these different ways. Making money is easier than it's ever been because of places like Airbnb, or there's Amazon, or there's Craigslist, or there's eBay. There's so many more ways that are at our disposal to make money than our parents or grandparents ever did. And Airbnb is a great way. You can easily rent out your place. Even if you've got a bedroom, if you've got roommates, even if you live with your parents, you could rent out a room, not even your entire place. And you could rent it out for a few days a month. And a few days a month, you can make some great income doing that. And, you know, the great thing is, like, you're going to might ask, well, Stefan, where would I stay? You know, where would I go? Well, go to a friend's house for a weekend. Go live with your parents for a weekend. Go camping for a weekend. Go on a road trip, whatever. Even if you got to sleep on the streets, man, like those are some of the things I'd be willing to do to be like that resourceful. I've actually kind of been, I've had times where I've slept on park benches and stuff like that. It's a different story. But again, you know, you can find ways to make extra money just by renting out your place on Airbnb. So that's a great strategy as well. Another one is to host an event. Host an event. That could be a party, could be a poker night. I'll give you guys a story on this one too. So I decided that I was going to put on a poker night and I called up a bunch of friends. I said a $50 buy-in, okay? And here's the deal. I'll organize everything, come over to my place. I'll get food and drinks and whatnot. And here's the deal. 50% of the pot will go towards the winner. The other 50% will go towards me for the fundraiser, what I'm trying to raise money for. And sure enough, I made extra, you know, I think $500 just doing that in one night, one evening, right? I've had other times where I put on parties where, you know, everyone, I say, chip in $20, $30, and I'll take care of the food and all that sort of stuff. And I made a profit from that. So there's different ideas and things you can do for that. I've done that on my birthday, for example, because I'm involved with certain charities for building houses and schools. And so I had a certain goal that I wanted to bring awareness for. And so what I said was, I'm going to host a party. Everybody's got to chip in and donate as much as you want, but I'll provide the food and the drinks or whatever. So I did that, and I ended up raising actually thousands of dollars for this one charity that I work with called we.org. So, you know, certain things like that of just being creative in that way can allow you to come up with more money. So whatever type of event it might be, you know, you can charge people for coming to the event, and then you can make an extra profit by doing that. I've even done that where I brought in, put on like a little seminar where I booked the room and I bring in a speaker, and then I invite people out to it and I charge the money for it, and then I basically profit from it. So I'm putting on a little meetup or event that I'm putting the work to make, you know, to promote and whatnot, but I made some great money just doing that. So lots of ideas like this, guys, that you can tap into that can allow you to make more money. Now, the last one that I have for you guys is to do freelance work. Okay, freelance work. Now, as I said before, guys, money is easier to make now than it's ever been. You're not just limited to making money in your local city, your local neighborhood, your local town. I want you to stop limiting yourself based on that. We live in a global marketplace now, guys, where you can work online, you can work from home, and you can offer skills that you have. And I know you have skills. You might not look at them as that, but you do have skills that other people are willing to pay for. And you can offer those skills online because there's plenty of people all around the world that are looking for your skills and the value that you could provide for them, and they're more than happy to pay you for it. So you could be a freelancer. There's websites like Upwork.com, okay, Upwork.com, Elance.com, Fiverr.com. These are websites, and even TaskRabbit.com. There's tons of websites like this that you can offer a service, or you can look at jobs that are available and you can apply for them, right? So for example, someone might have an Upwork or Elance or Fiverr. Hey, I'm looking for someone that can do some research for me. I'm going on this trip to whatever country you might live in. I'm going to California. I'm going to Barcelona, Spain. I'm going to Sydney, Australia. I'm going to London. And I'm looking for someone that lives in that city that could do research for me and just give me ideas of the best places to go. I want to know where their organic health food places are. I want to know the best places to stay. I want to know where the gym is. I want to know, you know, like whatever. They're gonna be willing to pay you just to do research for them. You know, I've done this many times in my life because I travel a lot and I pay people to do all the research for me so that before I go to that destination, I've already got kind of a list that's tailored to me so that I can get the most value out of my trip, the best experience possible. So it could be doing research for someone. They'll happily pay you to do that for them. Maybe you know, two different languages and people can pay you to do translation for them, to translate certain documents for them. Maybe you've got some writing skills and people will pay you to write for them, write articles or blog posts or whatever it might be. Maybe you know how to edit videos and people will pay you to edit videos for them. There's so many different things out there, literally, guys. If you go on Fiverr, Upwork, Elance, TaskRabbit, you can look on these websites and there's tons of work that's available that you can apply for and you can make some extra money just doing that. There's also, guys, as you guys know, there's Uber. You can do food delivery, or drive people around. And you can do that on a weekend. You can do that just a few hours here and there, you know, just on the side. And that can add up to making an extra $1,000 relatively quick. You can do tutoring. You can teach English or you can teach online. There's so much available, guys, okay? But if you're coming up short in your life, if you're not thinking of this, then it tells me that you're not tapping into that resourcefulness. Guys, you have to learn to start utilizing the resourceful aspect of yourself and really think about things, be creative, come up with ideas, and be willing to do it. Be willing to try anything in your life and go for it, because the experience of it, I believe, is always the most fun part anyways. So enjoy the experience of doing these things as well, knowing that it's going to allow you to grow and allow you to become a lot more. Now, earlier in this video, I asked you the question, and I asked, if you had an extra $1,000, what would you do with it? What was your answer? I want you to think of that for a moment. A lot of people, when I ask this question, the answer is, well, I need an extra $1,000 to pay my bills. I need an extra $1,000 to live. I need an extra $1,000 to buy food. Hey, I need an extra $1,000 so I can go shopping, or I could hang out with my friends, or they're going to put that money to video games or movies or entertainment or dinners. And that can be fine, guys, but there's a problem there. Hopefully you see what it is. If you're in a position in your life that you don't have $1,000, you're struggling, you know, you don't have much financial abundance or freedom in your life, you can spend that money, guys, on your bills. You can spend that money going out with your friends, having fun. But you're spending that on things that are only in the moment, that only provide a benefit and a value today, in the moment, but not long term. And so the problem with that, guys, is that you stay in the rat race. Okay, the rat race, guys, imagine like a gerbil that's just running on one of those wheels, right? It's just running, you know, and you're on that rat race that you're not really getting ahead in your life. You're not solving the root problem, the root cause of why you're in this position in the first place, right? And if you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten. You keep putting your money in all those sort of things that you're putting your money into, then you're not going to get ahead. You're not going to change your life. How do you expect to be in a position where money is no longer an issue for you? And so change has to be made. You have to have this awareness of where you're at right now and be willing to change that so that you can create a better future for yourself. And to do that, the best way to use that money, an extra $1,000, is not on your current lifestyle, but it's being willing to invest it into your future. Into your future, not something that's going to give you benefit today, but something that will give you benefit in the future, something that can allow you to change your life, change your future, become more, so that you can be in a position in your life that you're making as much money as you want. That's how things change. So invest it in yourself, guys. Invest the money into who you are. Self-development. It might be, you know, books and courses and audio programs. It might be seminars. It might be a coach or a mentor. These are all the things that I did, guys, to get out of the situation that I was in. Because I knew that if I just continue living the way that I was living, nothing would have changed. Years and years would have gone by. I would have been in my 30s, my 40s, my 50s, my 60s. And I would have continued living paycheck to paycheck. I would have continued struggling that entire time. And then I realized the only way to get out of this is I have to learn from people that are more successful than myself. I need to be around them, man. I need to invest in what they know because they know things that I don't know. And they're doing things that I'm not doing. But I need to be willing to invest to learn from them and extract that benefit and value. That was the only way to get ahead. So I was willing, guys, to live on my friend's couch. I was willing to sell my car. I was willing to do whatever it took. And therefore, because I was willing to do that, my life changed. Didn't change overnight because it took time for these things that I invested in to really benefit me. It's like planting seeds. You plant a seed in the soil, you come back the next week, the next day, you're not going to see anything. But what's happening, guys, is you don't see it yet, but there's roots that are being grown underground. And you've got to keep watering it. You got to trust the process. You have to have patience. And sure enough, as time goes on, it starts to sprout. And you build this tree that then eventually produce fruits, which are the results of your life. So I am who I am today, guys, because of my willingness to delay gratification, to invest in myself, to learn, to grow, to do whatever it takes to become more. And now I'm in a position in my life, guys, I can pretty much do or buy or experience whatever I want. Powerful mind frame to be in, guys. I want to share with you guys a story that I heard before I wrap this up. It's a story from Tony Robbins when he was young. Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker. He had an uncle who was fairly wealthy, fairly successful. And one day he goes to his uncle's house and he goes to his dad and says, "How is our uncle so, you know, doing much better than us? He's very successful. He's living this great life." And his dad said, "Well, go ask him. Your uncle's a jerk," right? Didn't like him that much. So Tony, sure enough, goes to his uncle's house and he says, "Wow, you know, how is it that you're so successful? How are you, you know, making so much money in your life?" And the uncle says to Tony, "Well, I went to a seminar." And he says, "Well, what's a seminar?" "A seminar is a place that you go, and it's an event, and it's you go there to be in an environment of other people, and you're going there to learn from other people that are more successful than you, that have results that you want also in your life, and you learn from them so that you can get the knowledge and information and then apply that to your life so that you can also get great results too." And he said, "Wow, that's amazing. I want to go to a seminar. How do I go to one? How much does it cost to go?" Well, he said, "Well, there's this seminar that you can go to. It's $70. And he thought, "Well, I don't have $70, so how can I go?" And he's like, "Oh." And he said, "Wait a minute, I've got an idea. Why, you're rich, you're successful. Why don't you pay me to go to the seminar? You could pay my $70 to go so that I can go to the seminar." And the uncle said, "No." He said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Well, if I pay for you to go, then I cheat you on the opportunity and the experience that you will then get from having to find the way to be resourceful, creative, to work hard, to add value. I will cheat you from all of that, and I'll be actually be doing you a disservice. Because what's more valuable also is not just a seminar, but your capacity and the resourcefulness you'll have to go through to find a way to come up with that money to be able to go. And Tony's thought was, you know, my dad is right. You are a jerk. But he got the lesson. And that's a very powerful lesson, guys. I could give you money. I could give you $1,000. You could win the lottery. Someone else could give you money. That's not really going to change your life. And if you just receive money, then you're losing out on the opportunity to become more. You're cheating yourself. It's a disservice to yourself. And you shouldn't want it to be easy. You should welcome and embrace the challenge of it because of who you become. Because that's the most valuable part. It's not the $1,000, it's not the money, it's who you become. You become more, you're going to be able to make as much money as you want. You know, I once heard that if you were to take all the world's wealth and divide it amongst everybody in the world, okay, there's 7 billion people on this planet, you take the trillions of dollars that are available and you divide it equally, not long, with a matter of years, that money will end up in the exact same hands that it was, that the money was when it first started. The people that are hardworking, resourceful, creative, the right mindset, the right attitude, that are adding value, contributing, they're taking risk and taking initiative and are confident, all those people, that money will end up back into their hands. If they lose it, it'll come back to them, because you can take away money, but you can't take away who someone is and who they had to become, right? That's the most valuable thing, because they'll always be able to find a way to create the wealth, to create the abundance. Once you've already been through it once or twice, you can go through it again and again and again. You've already been through the process of it. So I want to leave you guys with that message, and hopefully I can inspire you guys with that. If you want to learn more about me, go to projectlifemastery.com. That's my website. I've got courses and trainings there too. If you want to invest in me, I can invest in you as well to help you grow and become more. That's why I've created the different products and trainings and resources that I have available there for you, so that I can really serve you and benefit you in your life. And hopefully now when you come across one of my courses or someone else's, you don't say, I can't afford it. Okay, you're not buying into that story anymore. You're instead saying to yourself, you know what? Stephanie here, or this person, he's created a book, a course, a training that's valuable, right? You put his, you know, this person that created this, they've put a lot into this so that I could benefit from it. And so this is what they're charging for it. I'm not going to complain or bitch about it. I'm going to be resourceful, and I'm going to ask myself, how can I find a way to afford that? How can I find a way to buy that so that I can apply that to my life and become more? Right? That's the thinking, the attitude, the mentality that I want you guys to take from this video. So this video is a lot deeper than most videos you're going to find on YouTube. And rightly so. Because I'm not a surface level guy. I want to really not just give you an answer on how to make an extra $1,000, but I want to change your life. I want to change your life. That's what I'm doing, what I do. So love you guys. God bless. Check out projectlifemastery.com. If you enjoyed this video, hit the thumbs up, leave a comment, love to hear your thoughts. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.